Before I'm going to ask all of you about the practices and the way you are teaching love and knowledge, I was explaining about the pilot project that we are doing in Amsterdam. We call it the soul care workshop.
Soul care.
Yeah. And it's a full day. It's from 11 till 5. Okay, so since 1 year we're doing this workshop. It's from 11 to 5, which is quite a stretch. But we are also offering people lunch and there are 2 breaks. And one workshop is called Soul Care, and then in about 3 weeks' time they can do the second one, which is called Soul Power. And the third one is called Soul Living. And it's so in about 2 months you have done the 3 workshops, 3 full days. So they come to the center 3 full days. The workshops are being conducted by 3 teachers. Not 1 or 2, but 3 or sometimes 4 even, so that they have a variety of faces, different styles and personalities, but at least good offer. Quite a lot of people are coming, maybe between 25 and 60, and when we just start we have 85, which is amazing. And still, it's always like 25, 35, the minimum. So since 1 year we're doing this. And the first workshop, Soul Care, it's about how to take care of the spiritual self. And it's about soul, meditation, spiritual awareness, how to connect to God. And a lot of meditation exercises. I think maybe every half an hour there's a meditation in between, which people love so much. Because you don't know nowadays where people are really coming for to the center, but they need silence, they need inspiration, they need a place to be, they need spiritual refreshment. So you have to give all these little things all together. And then, so power, in fact it's all about the 8 powers, but in a different style as well. And it's about the law of karma. We connect the law of karma and the 8 powers together. And the last, so living, is to make people more aware of time and lifestyle. So we use the cycle and sometimes the tree, depending on the atmosphere. And we talk about integrity and ethical code of conduct and, you know, spiritual lifestyle. So after people did these 3 workshops, and it will be, it's a variety of possibilities. They can follow one after the other. They can also say, I wait for 2 months and then I do the second one, or another 2 months and they can do the third one. So whatever they like. You know, to give people a lot of freedom nowadays to make their own choices, and they are very busy.
Those guys are going continuously.
Yeah. So I think each month we have a soul care, and every 2 months a soul power, and every 3 months a soul living, things like this. And we don't advertise so much. They all take it from the website, or it doesn't connect to them only. They take it outside our center. We have all the leaflets hanging outside near the window. So people take it and then they phone to make an appointment, which is very useful because in the daytime we are closed. But in the daytime everyone can take whatever they like. So in the evening they start phoning, and then it seems that they've taken all the leaflets and made their choices. So they go home and read very carefully, and they take their time and then they phone for an appointment. This is what it is. And then it's in Dutch anyway. You can open it and then you see the 3 workshops and all the day and a short description. And what we offer people after doing the soul care workshop, they can come to the center 3 times a week, 3 evening meditations, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from 7 to 8. And this is just to help them to become more experienced in meditation. So some people, they just do soul care and they come to the center 3 times a week. They never go into soul power or soul living, but they just do soul care and then the meditation. And sometimes...
When you say meditation, what do you mean? Just 1 hour time out? Or 1 hour with mix of talk or...
No, on Monday we do it a little different from Wednesday and Friday. On Monday we really help them through all steps of meditation one by one. But on Wednesday and Friday it's more open. We do a small introduction, 5 minutes, and then meditation from through silence, music like this. And the group is quite big. It's on average 25 to 40 again. Because people feel very free to come on one of those days, one of those evenings. And then sometimes when they are coming for like a few months, they suddenly say, well, I think I'm going to do soul power now. And then they feel they have a sort of a foundation in meditation. And what is very important, if you like to do this, not to talk too much. Not longer than 20 minutes, 30 minutes, that's really the limit that people can really can take. That's my feeling. They like silence, reflection, they like to be in a group and talk and exchange little workshops in between. And we are using the trance lights. We have all of our pictures in trance lights. They used to be in our spiritual information center, but now they are in Amsterdam. So we use them, the three words and they like this. So we go cycle. So people can see it very clearly. It's not it's because it's with light. Very I like it myself to see the trends light. And there's a lot of discussion about God in the soul care, because in Holland, I don't know, it must be different in all your countries, but in Holland people they're not very much into God anymore. No, they like New Age, they like meditation, they like neutral spirituality, but they don't like their God so much anymore. So the moment you start talking about Raj Yoga, meditation is no problem. When you talk about Raj Yoga and God comes into the picture, then they start asking all kinds of questions that is very interesting and challenging as well. So you really need to know how you are presenting God in a universal way. So the language we are using is more modern, not very Gyani, traditional in a sense. It's still Gyani, but to use the modern language of people, today's people. So this is what we are doing, and I think it's a success, but it's still developing, because you know, usually Brahmins, they like to talk for 1 hour. When you teach the course, you are talking and talking and talking. But people just say, dialogue, because I think it's too much. So 20 minutes. And also the variety of teachers is very good. 20 minutes meditation, then another teacher, then a little workshop in between, then a break, and like this. I like the exchange between people, or just giving reflective questions, all sorts of things. So, and in another place we opened a spiritual information center recently, and there how we teach is 3 lessons of the 7 days course, then 3 lessons of meditation step by step. So first you give them fundamental information, how to meditate, and then you help them to the practice of meditation. And after that they can also come to meditation evening. And then if they are really interested to do something more, then the last 3 lessons or 4 lessons about. Yeah. So my feeling is that now I like to listen to all of you, because you have to see what are the best practices anyway. So my feeling is that people can't take so much knowledge anymore. They have to really dose it with little bits and pieces, and also use their language. People are tired, people really want to relax, they like the experience of silence very much, but they also need information, but little dose, like one by one. And they like to relate their stories in between. People have so many experiences to share, and we allow it to a certain extent because it's important that people listen to each other's experience about spirituality. But you have to be careful because once they start, they will never stop. And I mean, there are so many misconceptions on spirituality, but it's also a good way to share the yarn in your answers.
Just a question, if that's okay. Is there a syllabus for your...
Not yet, we are working on it, because this is a pilot project.
Yeah,
we're still developing the whole thing, but getting there.
So, I mean, kind of clear what works and what doesn't, and easy ways to put it together.
Yeah, we are changing the format all the time. All the workshops are different. Mm-hmm. We are improving them, workshop after workshop, because you know, you come to know someone and things we are not doing well.
And if someone goes through the three soul segments, they really haven't even started Raja Yoga per se.
Yes, they have.
Have they gotten to a place where then they would go, what would you do next with them after those three workshops?
Well, after the first workshop, they can come to the center for meditation.
Yes.
When they do the second and the third one, in fact, they have to join this course.
Okay.
And then they, we are inventing something new now to filter these people and to, you know, to separate them from the other souls around. And we take them through a series of, which sometimes we're using dance classes instead of movies, because they're very easy to understand, more or less. And it takes a lot of time nowadays to make people into Brahmins, if they become Brahmins already, you don't know. Suppose they are souls who say, what are you doing in the morning? Sometimes after soul care, the first day, they already say, what are you doing in the morning? I said, well, we have meditation to study. Can I come? He said, yes, of course, you're welcome. And then we take them separately. And sometimes they come for months separately, separate from the main class. And so much time it really takes before you wash the soul and prepare to understand full knowledge. It's just not easy. But ready-made Brahmins, I mean, you recognize them straight away. Okay, is there anyone else who has a new kind of approach to
teaching? We just started to tell that
Are you taking notes, Anne?
I'm taking my notes.
So who's taking notes?
And the purpose of taking notes is to
feedback
best practices on teaching the course.
And to take souls from the course on through the morning. So you're the one, that's
okay. So, do I have any best practices yet?
Yeah.
So
we had also training on how to do course in the first place, and some of you do. And I'm fuzzy at the moment, so I've picked up somewhere where some of the items left off. And what had happened is the souls got to the point where they got to Murray, and then they found it a bit too hectic, but then they dropped up completely. So when I got back there, I managed to get them back to the center, but I read the course and I got to a point where they've gone through the course but they say, no, we don't want to go into the other section because they know what it is and it's just not some meditative. So actually I'm here to find out what are the best practices to help them.
Are there any souls who have the experience that people think the Murli is really too much? They only want to meditate. So they only come for meditation.
I'm not sure how we do that, because also we have, like Jacqueline was saying, trying to work out, you know, a method to make people, if they use the benefits of Baba center without needing to come to work. Because in fact we don't care if he really is or not, as such. So our introductory course has 12 classes, and it's divided in three sessions in fact. So the person, like Jacqueline was saying, they can come to the first session or the second session like this. So the first session is the basic three classes about soul, meditation and body. Then the other three classes are about karma, the cycle, and again about meditation, second class on meditation. And when we talk about the time or karma, we speak in a very universal way, very general in fact. We don't go in any text or any detail about our understanding of 5,000 years of meditation, nothing. Just the understanding of the cyclic pattern and things like this. Then the second six, the six other classes, in some centers they find very hard to have 12 classes. Mm-hmm. So they join and have three classes. So they group each of two classes together. So many years that I don't think the course is but one is virtue and another one is state power, so sometimes they group both in one class. And then another one is about healthy lifestyle. The other one is about relationships. Another one is about state of meditation, so a third class on meditation. And the 12th one is not coming to my mind now. In all the classes, we have the option. The tree is together with the cycle. We make more. The tree, in fact, is just more like to speak, you know, the universality of God and how religion plays its part and this kind of thing. And then, for the course, we have, in fact, I brought it here, but it's not here. I'm going to show the literature meeting. We have a kind of booklet, very simple, just with the what we show in the projector. So we have like the accents and some space for people to fill out some notes if they want. And in fact, I think that we speak a little bit too much because like the class takes 1.5 hours and it's like 15 minutes meditation in the beginning, 15 minutes meditation at the end.
So it's quite
a full hour. No? but also we allow people also to ask questions and this kind of thing. So when they finish the 12 introductory classes, that in some centers they need 9 classes, and also it can be given in Saturday's afternoon, so if people cannot come during the week, and we offer courses in the morning, afternoon, and evening. And sometimes we have 100 people coming on the weekend. Five, six groups. And on average, in the morning we have less people, maybe like from 5 to 10. In the afternoon, from 10 to 20. And in the evening, never less than 40 for me. Always big groups. And we give every month. And then after that, we have two classes of what we call practical spirituality. So Mondays are just on meditation. So we take a topic and we speak a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then we'll take them into the experience. Always going into the depth some of the topics of the foundation course, like so consciousness, experiencing, how to serve to increase your thoughts, using your thoughts. Just more like experimentations on yoga. And private, it's always a class, a workshop. In fact, it's not a lecture, it's a workshop on yoga. So then we would go and speak. Something to go into the depth of that. And like Jacqueline said, there are people who are like, they have done the foundation course, and they stay their whole life in this practical spirituality, because we also offer 2 lectures a week. One is on Wednesday, and we select one topic. Let us say the topic of forgiveness. And for the whole month, we speak on forgiveness. Every week, Wednesday, we speak on forgiveness. taking up different aspects of forgiveness. Forgiveness and guilt, forgiveness and the experience of unconditional love. You know, it can be anything. And all these different people, like she said, I think that it's also important that people are exposed to different people. Sometimes also what we have been finding quite practical and useful is to take a book, because it's also a way of selling the book.
Yes.
You know? So we take like the alpha point from Anthony. So we take the topics from that there. And on Sundays it's always a very open lecture. We never have less than 100 people on Sunday. And sometimes 150, 180. If it's any of the festivals, we have 200 people.
South America.
You know, and we cannot advertise, because otherwise we have more people than we are. So that's also difficult for us, like to have like meals, like she was saying, because what we offer is like for the afternoon program on Saturdays, we offer a break, you know, tea and something to eat or juice. But then, if the person starts coming to the practical meditations and lectures, which they can do for their whole life, but if they start, you know, they kind of start to be closed and start to help in any voluntary work, because most of our voluntary people are not Murli people. We have all kinds of people helping, answering door, answering phone, doing the computer work. They are not Murli people. Doing art work. So, if after some time, we ask them minimum 3 months after they finish the course, but sometimes an exception, it's okay. If they say, really, I'm really in tune with whatever I've been experiencing here, and I really would like to go in more into the depth. So we make a personal interview with them. And we explain to them what is the intermediate course that we give. And we tell them, this is the Raja Yoga Brahma Kumari philosophy. Do you think that you are ready for it? You know, and we say, look, it's very different from what you have been seeing up to now. This is for the people who have really chosen this knowledge as their way of seeing the world and their way of lifestyle. If the person says, yes, we make in a retreat format, the person, each one has to go through an interview. We make in a retreat format. Just last weekend we had one. We had 50 people from all the region of São Paulo. We have 5 or 6 centers. No, sorry, 8 centers in the region. then, but we share more like this is our view and the way that we live, and they can have them change if they want to start early, or they just want to continue coming to the other program. So some come for the early. Majority become very shocked with the fact of God teaching Brahma Baba. They always say that this is the most shocking part for them. But we are quite light, but even then, you know, it's quite a different. But by that time, they are like friendly, close, so many of them come and many of them just remain in the evening class. If they want to come to Murli, then they have access to Tuesday and evening, Murli in the afternoon, evening, or Thursday and Sunday in the morning. We don't allow them to come straight to the class. So they also come to special Murlis when it's read, explained to them, and all that kind of thing for minimum 1 month. And after 1 month, they can start joining. Seems a very long process because it takes, if the person realizes immediately, it will take not less than 3 to 4 months. But if they reach to the end, they are very good candidates for being a Brahmin. We do have some good programs.
How long is it going to be that in the how many years have you been able to get that?
No, we have been doing this quite a long time.
50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, like, let's say, like we were talking at lunch time, you know, when you have a policy, not all the centers do exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Sometimes centers are of different sizes and shortage of hands. Also, because sometimes in the center, for instance, might have one teacher or two teachers. So they are the ones who give the courses. So they already know the system. Because they are the teacher who gives the courses, who do the practice teacher. They are the ones who do everything. But like in São Paulo, where we have like 20 teachers, you know, like, this interview is just done by 3 teachers.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Just the main 3 teachers are the ones who interview them.
Okay.
So these people might not have met them in this. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's really necessary.
Okay, thank you. 2 things I forgot to mention in the soccer workshops. We are doing this only on Sundays. Sundays, yeah, from 11 to 5. And when there are 3 teachers or more, there's only one who is wearing a sari and the rest is like cloth clothes, modern clothes, but one always wears a sari, just to make them familiar. Yeah, I mean, this is what we are. And then the shock won't be too big if they come to class and they see suddenly saris, they think they've been cheated or what. I mean, so you have to show it straight away, but not 4, that's too many. And always one brother, if possible. So if it's 3 people, there's always one brother and one is a because, yeah, it's necessary because when men come to the center, they also like to see men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like each other.
We like each other, yeah. No, but I think it's a good balance as well. And what I forgot to mention as well, on the Saturday, we are doing positive thinking days from 10 to 4 and stress management days from 10 to 4, same format. In a sense. No, every month. But I think it's very important, like you were saying, in the big meeting, to differentiate the different courses and the programs. We are also differentiate study, which is Raj Yoga meditation, courses, which is positive thinking, stress management, women, blah, 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 and events or programs. And then people, if they really want to study, they know it's Raj Yoga. Even if it's like when I do like to do a workshop, it's positive thinking, stress management, or soul care. But a real study is something else. A little bit like what you were saying. Someone else from a different part of the world?
I just had a question if I could follow up. Since you were Luciana, you mentioned you do the 12 classes, and it sounded like the first one is this topic and the second one is this topic, and so it's a little regimented in that sense. How do you know the teachers are covering those things? And do you ever evaluate a teacher?
Yes.
How do you do that?
In fact, it's quite a process. every single course, Raja Yoga or Program of Quality of Life, we have every student receive the sheet to evaluate the course.
Yeah.
And one of the questions is about the performance of the teacher.
Yeah, we do the same, exactly the same.
So the third or the fourth question is about the performance of the teacher.
So that would be just from the students who are taking the course?
No.
Okay.
That every single course, I don't know how to say this in English, but a kind of statistics. So we make this statistic. There is one person that takes, so we have to tell them, him, it's really intense work, you know. That I agree with what they were saying there, you know. If you really want to do something, you have really to invest. I don't know how small centers or small countries can do it. Then we've got to do the statistics. How many have started, how many have finished, and then every single person that gives up the course in the middle, we phone them and we want the reason why. So we have a second statistic of all the reasons why people leave. So there is a brother that makes every month the results of it. And, you know, like myself personally, I read every single form of all the courses in São Paulo. In São Paulo and at the retreat place. Every single form. It means that, you know, I'm quite quick in it. So I just have a look. But when I arrive at the Madhuban, there will be a pie on my desk. Because, you know, I remember once what I just said. That if you want a Brahmin, you really have to invest. Don't think that a Brahmin would appear from the tree, you know? So it requires that immense. And we have teachers meeting twice a year. Now it's Easter and the second time. So we go together.
We are also working in teams. Like if three are teaching, another four are in the same course. And then we evaluate afterwards, and we go through all the evaluation forms as well. And then we, because we're still developing the material, so we discuss and say, what do you think about that? So, yeah, it's really true what you're saying, big investment.
Just out of curiosity, do you find that it's the teacher that's the problem, or the content's the problem?
Most of the time it's the teacher. Mm-hmm. We don't have absolutely any doubt about it. You can just see, from the statistics, you can easily see that there are teachers who 100% of the time have 100% of the best results. There's no doubt about it. And if you take all the students who finish or come or continue the course, you can see that they are all from the same teacher. There's no absolute doubt about it.
Have you used that information to do other things?
We use this information, for instance, to not allow some teachers to give courses to big numbers. To make them to recycle, sometimes to remove them from teaching. You know, like we use this information with different purposes. It's just like a proper, you know, proper university or school or what. That depends on the way that you speak, because all the teachers read the evaluation form. So without evidence as possible. You know, if a teacher, two, three times, is always, you know.
But do you help them?
Yeah, sure. Like for instance, last year, 2006, we had twice one person from outside, who's not a Brahmin, to have help them in their skills of expressing themselves.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions to this one?
Donald Trump.
Now maybe you can put them in a private situation. Once you go in.
But just to say, we don't just go and say, you are out.
We have a new service opportunity for you.
Yeah. But sometimes they know it themselves, don't they?
They
say I don't like the
group.
So maybe Africa can say something?
We also bring the people to the meditation.
Yeah.
Souls to bring souls we were, and then we let them stay there until we, of course, we speak about that there is much more beyond that. But people, they do enjoy a lot meditation. And sometimes there are, yes, as you said before, there are times. And we give them space to decide themselves to go further. And just those who want to go, then we take them through the rest of the course. So we made this 2 years ago, we started like that.
So you make a fundamental.
Yes.
The three important ingredients.
Meditation, and then let them stay there. We speak to them. They have a lot to discover, but we don't force them to something that they don't desire.
And do they tell you themselves if they're interested to study?
Yes.
Or you offer? You offer.
We speak, we offer, but they know before going in that it will go much more on spirituality and discover life times,
yeah,
and so on.
Before they come to the moon, what do they do? Because that's a very tricky
thing. Yes, I would say, of course, you have many big cities. Cities they are. No, we have less students, you see. Maybe between 3 to 5, 7 students, not more, together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know them very, very well. After a couple of months, we know them. Mm-hmm. And you can feel if one is free to go ahead with Murli.
And there is one thing also we've done in Africa, also for a few students, because many came for 16 kilometers of course in COVID, and after that very few came for meditation courses.
In which country?
Guinea-Conakry.
You were there before. Okay.
And then after that, those who came to the meditation, very few remained after the meditation course. And the reason was simple. They believed in everything, but they were not ready to practice. They would go away from the temple saying, God bless you, God bless you. And Muslims to say that to us, to Jews, to Christ. But to those who remained to the meditation course, after they finished, what we would do, we would start with one practical aspect. Like every day they would come at different hours, because also they were few, not so many, and they would come whenever they would come. We would think of what to give them, what special thing to give them for today. So we would pick one point either from the Moonies or from Daddy's Club or from General Jan, and we would speak to them in such a way that they would, it would catch their heart and be able to practice it in their day-by-day life. And when they would get enough of this, and I would feel that really it is time for them, and they would also absorb more, and would understand when it is time for them to go for more, then I would make them read the Junkies classes. They would read the Junkies classes, which they would absolutely love. So like for maybe 1 month, they would read the Junkies classes instead of movies. But we would tell them, you know, there's a class, daily there's a class, and we would have Muli for the first time for us in the morning, and after that, Dari Janki's class. So we would tell them to come at that hour when Dari Janki's class would be. So to make them familiar with the discipline of coming in time, coming like this, a little bit of discipline. And after that, we would ask them on Thursday or Sunday to come there. You know, there is ball, you know, so we would tell them about ball. And they would come, there would be a practice, and by that time there would be, because we would actually tell in the meditation course, little bit about Brahma Baba. We would tell everyone who was there would have the knowledge at least that God has come, and little bit about Brahma Baba. I don't know how much each one would take, but sometimes I would tell it in such a light way, I would just slip it out the moment, the best message has to be given. And little bit like this, we would start, and then the whole mind, before you can practice in your life, whatever you choose, you
gravity. And so by the time they would come the moodling to ball, they would I could explain to them, you know, this is, and I could explain to them what poetry is, meaning that it's not a ritual, it is something done but practical. So they would go for it, and then they would listen to some poetry and little bit of poetry and explain to them. It, we would explain about it. And gradually what happened, the miracle of power was that hands from out from this, there were some who really got the taste of the muli, and they would say the muli. So what they would do, they would take up one point from the muli and explain to the others which would come new, which were in the process. So sometimes if there were new ones, who would come for the process would let these new students that emerged to explain one or two points because they had study classes and muli. And they were fed enough with junk, and just one small little point of junk for the new ones they would be able. Whereas we would sustain the old ones with moody. So this is a very, at a very small scale, let's say about 30 people coming by every week. So we would manage in this way.
But now you're back in Romania.
I'm back in Romania, and there's no school.
How can you see in New York? Not the same for the voices, not in the States.
No. It's not the same for New York. In New York, there are a number of centers. There's Great Neck, which is in an Iranian Jewish neighborhood. And so we'll connect a lot with them. We've got a center in Manhattan, two in Jersey, Queens, and a couple other places. We don't get 50 to 100 every day for classes. It's a busy place. People are focused on their lives. Everybody's got a reason why they need to meditate, but they don't have time for it. And so we would start classes. Actually, it got kind of busy. So actually, every month we started class. And I asked about teacher evaluation, because we have a variety of teachers. Some take a month to talk about the soul.
We don't have one class.
Well, we do, but we don't. And the reason is because when it's a regimented structure, you have an hour to talk about the soul, potentially one way. And so, you know, the class, who's getting it and what you're doing, that interaction isn't there. But you stick to your schedule, but that's not kind of the way we do it. Our teachers tend to be very experienced in their way of doing things. And so they're very comfortable with talking and scheduling. And some, an hour is an hour and you're out of here. Others, an hour and a half, and let me tell you one more thing, I think. You know, and some teachers, you'll have your students saying, well, I've been coming for, you know, weeks and weeks, but how do I meditate?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, how to get the groups to, you know, what are you teaching and why are they coming to match? Okay. And most of them come not for Raja Yoga meditation, they come to meditate, which is a huge difference in my mind. And we had one suggestion, and we don't sit in each other's classes, so we don't really know. We kind of do, but we don't really know what they've said and what it is. But one of our suggestions was that every point of knowledge has to connect to meditation. Okay. So if you talk about the tree, why are you telling me this? I came from meditation. What's the point of hearing this? How is that helping my meditation? And it's a wonderful, I think, question to ask yourself. Why are you saying anything to someone who's come here not for Gyan and not for Raja Yoga per se? But most people are coming, I just want to relax, I just need to want to meditate, because they think they know what meditation is. And that's kind of a big issue for us, is to figure out what they think, and then take that out of their head, and then give them something else. Because a lot of them, you know, would describe it that
They want to come to a place where they will feel better to continue to do the stuff that makes them feel bad. Right? You understand what that is? They don't want to change, and they don't want to be fixed. They just want a temporary shot, a pill, a drink, whatever it's going to be, so that they can get back into whatever it is that made them bad, or upset, or difficult. There's a lot of people that meet like that. You know, so busy doing stuff, that quick, tell me how to meditate, you know, and fix me so that I can go back. And so kind of getting them focused on what it is we do is a big part of it. And we have great, that's the greatest difficulty, to take them through the course, you know, this is fine, this is good, I think I know what meditation is, into the mind. That's kind of what I was kind of hoping to hear something about, that transition of just hearing things and participating with it and then actually committing to it. Okay, that's how I would define that. So going through the course and hearing things, it's always new, it's always exciting, you're learning things. A lot of people's lives are transformed. I really like being kind of on the ground with people and seeing things with them. Their minds are opening up. But then there's a point when they're starting to realize that, okay, now it's up to me, and now I'm responsible, and now this is kind of what's going on. And we get a huge drop-off right there. From just classes to kind of the transformation introduction. And we tend to have one teacher stay with individuals. They kind of know that people are funny, you know, this is my teacher. They get very congested right away, unless they don't like their teacher. And, it's a really nice idea to follow up, I think, why they left. And it's kind of, I think it's a combination in New York of the knowledge and their schedule. A lot of our students get pulled by work, travel, or family, or obligations, and they just can't keep it up. And so it's kind of cumulative. So if they fall off for a week or two classes a night, they tend to find it very hard to get back in. And one of the other difficulties with draw up there for comment is that we tend to have students who are very enthusiastic until they find the point they disagree with or can't do, and then it's it. They tend not to come back. And a lot of people, I don't want to go too long, but it was amazing. Just one student, just phenomenal, came, had problems, lost money, had addictions, the kids, and everything was a problem. Kids were a problem, husband was a problem, in-laws were a problem, didn't have this, all sorts of things. Started to meditate, everything was fine, life was changing, relationships were getting better, everything was good. And, you know, was doing everything. It was a tough student that was really doing everything. And we talked about things and the cycle of their time, it's fine. And it was just amazing. Understood everything. And then said, wait a minute, you know, what about my kids? Didn't care about herself. Cycle of time, I accept that, it's fine. All these things. But then click, what about my kids? And said, well, you know, it's kind of time and things. She understood it for herself. But when she quit there, she had so much attachment. Kids were a pain. She always complained about them. Okay, but the minute she realized that they might not grow up and have this type of a life, and that was her conclusion, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to do with it. And it was a very dramatic experience, but it's a very common experience in general, that people tend to learn something, and when there's a realization that doesn't match what they're ready for, they just drop it. And so we like to go slow, but that's a challenge. We don't have a lot of teaching staff at Harmonious. It's got a lot of responsibility, but not a big staff. There's two people there right now.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we have to stop now. I'm sorry. Or is there anyone who wants to say, is there a magic thing somewhere in the country?
Just if you have the material available, you can offer, because it's always very.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
shall we finish because...
Just one thing I can say. For myself, I try always to make the course new, to have new ideas, new concepts, to read always new rules, rational rules,
for my own realization, my own experience. And I never try to make a fixed course that I repeat. I never repeat the same course. I give hundreds of courses. I never give the same course in all my long life. I can give hundreds of lectures. I never give the same lecture, even give the same topic. So I think the thing is, if we are creative, we have the enthusiasm to speak, and we create that, and the enthusiasm will be for the people also. So I think that. But obviously, to know the fundamental structure of the course for me means to know exactly, perfectly what I should say, but then have for me the full freedom to start the way I want, the way I feel, because I know that I can always fall on my feet. And when I do the course, I have always two main ideas in my mind. Make sure that I'm giving benefit to the soul. And the second thing is, I want the soul to create its own freedom. So I'm always giving the course to that context. So that even if the soul never comes back, or we still, you know, that feeling that I did the best, and I don't feel on a certain level whatever that something wrong happens, or everything is perfect, no matter. So, sense of giving the freedom to the soul and giving benefit also.
Well, I just want to say something that seems in respect of what Michelle said.
Oh.
Each situation is very different.
Yes.
So if you have like one center with two students and maybe one or two teachers, you know, like you are very independent.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a leaflet, it's a national leaflet,
mm-hmm.
in 30 centers, and you have like 100 or 100.
I think we have to go back.
Okay, just let it as a
you're saying that when you have you know, a national purpose, you know, everyone has to be doing the same thing. And this is something that we have always been aware of. Like when you see the United States, each center is completely independent. We are absolutely united. If someone does one course in the north, 6,000 kilometers south, the person will do exactly the same course. It's the same leaflet, the same course, the same topic. The only difference is the creativity of the teacher.
And
the
personality.
Yeah, because this is the example, the whatever.